Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And I had a question for y'all. Do you think it's possible to experience true joy when life feels uncertain? Like you want to say, oy vey to the season instead of joy of the journey. So what we're going to talk about today is how to get more joy in your journey on your path in frequency. And of course, my cat is here visiting once again. So she's probably wanting to have a little more joy in her life too. So anyway, so what if joy isn't something you find, but something you remember? Think about that for a second. What if joy isn't something you find, but it's something you remember? And what if joy can exist alongside uncertainty, grief, or unanswered questions? And what if joy is your natural state? Did you ever think about that? I just want you to remember, joy is not dependent on what is happening outside of you. It is something reserved for when life finally settles down. Joy is a frequency, a state of alignment with your soul. And we talk a lot about that on my show, about frequency, energy, and vibration, because really that's what it's all about. Everything is energy, frequency, and vibration. And joy is something that I feel is our innate sovereign right, that is part of who we are at the deepest core of who we are. So when we try to base how much joy we have in our life based on what's happening in the world, I'm going to call BS on that, because you are creating the balance, the love, the peace, and the joy within yourself. And it's not dependent on what's happening out in your universe. These are core parts of who you are. And it's about you remembering this. Happiness reacts to circumstances and joy transcends them. We often confuse joy with constant positivity and we miss its deeper truth. Joy is calm. Joy is steady. Joy is knowing you are held even when the path is unclear. And you know, we're amongst the holidays right now, and the joy, I really want people to really sit back and think about this for a second, because it's not what's happening externally to us, especially in the holiday season. You know, what happens during holidays is sometimes amplification happens, like loss, pressure, and expectations. Yet joy wants to come back and intervene and actually thread its way through you and those situations, especially in the present moment where life is actually happening. Joy is not loud. It does not demand perfection. It simply invites presence. So, you know, we talk about Christmas presents. How about Christmas presents? Okay, the gift that you could give yourself is being fully present, and the gift that you could give others is being fully present. You know, the other thing too that people often feel is, how often do you delay joy until something happens? Like, I'll be joyful when such and such happens. And what are you waiting for before allowing yourself to feel light again? And another thing to really think about is, what if joy isn't the reward at the end, but the support along the way? Now that is a game changer, I'm going to say right there, because just sometimes when we're in the present moment, that's all you have. And why not just do your best to radiate that happiness and joy that's within you, that you know it's in there, no matter what's going on? I think this is where gratitude comes in, and how important it is to be grateful for the things that we have, even though we may not be where we choose to be right now, but there's always something to be grateful for. Let's talk about, when people say to themselves, I'll relax when this is resolved, or I'll feel joy when the healing is complete, or I'll be happy when my life makes more sense. That's like putting it off into the future, and we create from the present moment. So if you're feeling like you're going to be happy when life makes more sense, it's never going to make sense because you're projecting it into the future all the time. So this pattern keeps joy out of reach, and it places it in the future instead of allowing it to exist right now. And all we have is this moment now. Joy doesn't require answers. It doesn't wait for closure. Joy meets you exactly where you are. It coexists with grief. It walks alongside uncertainty, and it softens the edges of struggle. When we release the belief that joy must be earned, we free ourselves to experience it in small, meaningful ways. Moments of breath, beauty, connection, peace, and even an extended smile to a stranger. So if you are really enjoying the show, and before we continue, I want to invite you, especially if today's conversation is resonating with you, to support the Dr. Dolores Show by liking, subscribing, and sharing this episode. And when you engage with the show, you help the conversations about healing, awakening, and conscious living reach those who may need it the most. Your presence here matters. Presence, see? And your participation helps grow this community of hearts, minds, and walking this journey together. So just like, share, and leave a comment. We would really appreciate that. So I have another question for you here. What if choosing joy is one of the most powerful things you can do? Just feel that for a moment. I felt that just resonate in my body. And what can, did you ever think that maybe joy is a form of strength rather than avoidance? I think a lot of people feel that, if I just am joyful, I'm going to be a Pollyanna and think that everything is okay and hunky-dory and stuff like that, when it's not. That's not true. Joy is a strength. It's going to support you through whatever you are going through. And for many people, that could be a lot right now, especially in the times that we are in humanity's evolution. And another question, what would change if joy became a conscious decision? What would change in you? We make all these decisions. We have choice and free will. Why not choose joy and happiness and allow that to radiate and permeate through you, because it really is part of who you are at the core. So like I said, choosing joy is not denial. It's not spiritual bypassing, and it's not like you're avoiding what's really going on. It's an act of self-leadership. It's like saying this. Joy says, I acknowledge what's difficult, and I choose not to let it define me. Okay? And we're all going through things right now, every one of us. And it's a conscious choice. It's the awareness of where we're at and the awareness to choose something different. Joy strengthens the nervous system. It shifts the body out of survival mode and into safety, creativity, and healing. It's like giving your nervous system a reset, a calming balm, if you want to say that, and just allowing yourself just to flow into that presence that is who you are, joy. When you choose joy, your body responds, your breath deepens, your immune system strengthens, your perception widens, you move from contraction into expansion. So just right now, I just invite you just to close your eyes and just focus on the word joy. And just notice what happens in your body. For me, as I am feeling joy, I feel as if I am grounding into my physical body. My breath is deepening. It's actually, I'm taking deeper breaths. And it allows, even though I can't see this, it's going to improve my immune system because it's a higher vibration. It's relaxing your body. You're not being stressed out. And when we are stressed out, your immune system weakens. When your immune system weakens, this is where you start creating physical illnesses, also mental, emotional, spiritual as well. Those things all come together. So why not play with this? You know, it's about allowing yourself to maybe to try something different and just make it your own. And who wants to have a healthier body in these days and age, especially what's happening in the external with, you know, a lot of uncertainty, especially around healthcare. If you in the US of A, even, you know, in the different parts of the world, I think the whole world is going through this massive upheaval, and a lot of things that are crushing paradigms are dismantling and dissolving, and things are like the phoenix. Things are going to be like the phoenix rising from the ashes as we progress in the future. So why not really make it your own? What do you got to lose at this point? It's like, give it a shot. You just never know. Surprise and delight yourself. So just remember that joy is a signal to the body and the soul that you are safe enough to receive life again. And we're getting ready to go on our first break. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and with my special guest in the background, Gracie. So anyway, we will continue with our conversation of joy of the journey once we return. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're in the season of the holidays, and it brings up a lot of things for people. And our topic today is joy of the journey. And, you know, before we went on break, we were talking about joy as a spiritual frequency, not a circumstance. And we also talked a lot about releasing the I'll be joyful when pattern, because many of us are projecting into the future instead of being present right here, right now, as we are embracing into the holiday season. So, you know, and then we also were talking about choosing joy as an act of self-leadership. Sometimes it's a challenge sometimes to step into being lighter, especially when you're going down the rabbit hole of the things that are not working in your life and focusing on the not so positive things. So it's about not giving yourself a bypass. It's about allowing joy to be a tool to allow you to be more present in whatever you're doing, okay? So that, you know, if you're focusing on joy now, we create each moment, we create the next moment in our future, basically. So who you are and what you're doing now is actually creating your future. So are you in a point of joy or are you in a point of despair? So something to think about. So let's dive into some simple daily rituals that anchor joy into your life. So what if joy lived in the smallest amounts of your day? Or how can you invite joy without adding another task to your to-do list? Oh my God, and that list just goes on and on and on. that's another show. What would it feel like to let joy be simple? Did you ever notice that some of the simplest things in life are the most joyful? Something to ponder. It's really that easy and that simple. So just remember, joy doesn't require grand gestures. It lives in intention, okay? Intention is so important. You know, joy can be taking 3 conscious breaths before checking your phone, or joy can be not answering your phone and giving yourself the joy of, I will get to this when I get to this. Joy can be placing your hand on your heart and offering yourself kindness. I believe that's something we don't do enough of in this world that we live in. We are constantly worrying, maybe stressing out, and we need to be kind to other people. Most importantly, kind to ourselves. Because remember, everything starts with us first. Who we are, our essence, if we're kind to ourselves, ripples out into collective consciousness. Joy can be pausing to notice beauty, a candle, maybe a song, a smile. I had quite a bit of joy last evening because a girlfriend and I went to the botanical gardens here in Encinitas. It's the San Diego Botanical Garden, and every year they have a Christmas light show, and I've never been. And oh my God, it was the most magical hour of walking through lights and light shows that would really, you know, take your breath away because of the awe of the creativity, but just so beautiful in a dark wooded area with little lights that resembled fireflies. It was just incredible. That brought a lot of joy for me. And in that, you know, that joy was just like, oh, that just felt so good, just being in the moment with all of that. So I invite you to look for those moments where you pause enough to notice beauty, because that's really how you can anchor in joy. And joy can be choosing presence over productivity, even for a moment. Yes, we all have the to-do list, and it's about do, 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 do. This is about allowing yourself to be. When you're in the state of being, that's where joy could really come in, okay? So some of these small rituals can gently rewire your nervous system and remind you that your body is safe and joy is safe and available. Just remember, over time, joy becomes less of a fleeting emotion and more of a steady companion. Wouldn't that be the greatest Christmas or holiday gift ever? The gift of joy for yourself. So, what if your joy is medicine for others? Did you ever think about that? Is who, you know, maybe you're the type of person that you seem to attract a lot of people who come to you for, you know, advice maybe, or they just like being around you. It's your frequency and energy that attracts them. You feel to these people like a safe haven where they could, you know, be themselves. It's you're the harbor that allows them to just, you know, dock for a temporary moment before they go on to their next journey. They're just getting a taste of who you are. And this is your essence and frequency. It's probably sometimes the joy that you carry within yourself. How does your energy affect the spaces you enter? Do you notice, you know, on the opposite end of that, when you go into rooms, do you notice that sometimes the feelings that were in the room are still lingering, even though there's nobody in there, but you could feel if it was a happy situation or not so happy, or, you know, if it was, you know, something that would just lighten you up or just bring you down in like a lead balloon. Okay. Just sink your energy. Pay attention to that, because you also contribute to the essence that's left in the room. Okay. Once you leave, that frequency and essence of who you are is still there. It lingers for a little bit. So how do you want to be in the world? Are you becoming the best version of yourself? Are you allowing joy to be the norm for you instead of the exception? And what if choosing joy helps heal more than just yourself? People have a tendency to think that they aren't anything special. I want to change that, because you are special. You are enough, and you're more than enough. You have more power than you know, and your essence and your energy, even though words are never exchanged, your presence can assist and heal others. Sometimes just not saying words, just you showing up is enough to shift something or shift somebody's world in a very positive way. It may be as simple as walking down the street and smiling at somebody and saying hello. You never know what people are going through. And trust me, there's a lot of people going through a lot of stuff right now. And when we are able to extend that joy and kindness to others, it's a feeling, a vibration, a sense. No words really need to be exchanged. It's just sometimes as simple as a smile and knowing that the other person has been seen. So remember, joy is not selfish. It's generous. It's really a gift. And it's the best Christmas gift or holiday gift you could extend to other people. But not just during the holidays. Let's do it year round. When you embody joy, you shift the energy of every room you enter. This is truth. You give others permission to breathe, soften, and reconnect with themselves. It's like you're leading by example. In times of global uncertainty, joy becomes an act of service. It anchors hope. It stabilizes energy and reminds a collective that light still exists. And it does. Just remember, your joy matters. It ripples outward in ways you may never fully see, but its impact is real. Just remember that. You can make more of a difference than you could ever imagine. And please never doubt that, because you are more than you could ever imagine. You are beyond enough. You are, and we need all people on deck right now, because we need to radiate that joy, that love, and allow ourselves to become the best version of who we are and how we want to show up in the world. So if anything really matters this holiday season, I'm going to invite you, instead of giving tangible presents to people, like physical boxes or gifts or anything, how about the gift of connection, joy, acceptance, and just allowing people to be as they are and extending kindness? The world definitely needs more and more of that. So we're going on our next break. And when we come back, I am going to guide you through a guided meditation that's going to allow you to go a little deeper into the joy and the journey and remembering the light that's within you, so you could learn how to radiate that more, especially during this time of the year and any time of the year. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll take a deeper dive.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about joy of the journey. And I thought this would be a perfect topic, especially since we're in the midst of the holiday season right now. Notice I'm wearing red. We're actually like a couple weeks from Christmas right now. It's hard to believe that the year has gone by this fast. But here we are once again. So before we went on break, we were talking about choosing joy as an act of self-leadership and how we could use joy to signal the body and soul that you are safe enough to receive life again, and talked a little bit about daily rituals that can anchor joy into your life. And we're going to do one of those very shortly. And most importantly, joy is a collective healing frequency. You know, we all have an essence and a vibration, and who we are ripples out into collective consciousness. So it's very mindful of us to be aware of what we're contributing to the collective, but also how are we showing up as the best version of ourselves? So, you know, the other thing I want to circle back and talk about this, you know, sometimes we go through really difficult things. And I just want you to know that I'm there for you, that if you are going through some challenges, why not work with me one-on-one? And if you're called to go deeper, to release what's been weighing on you, reconnect with your inner wisdom, or realign your body, mind, and spirit, I offer private one-on-one sessions designed to support your unique journey. Together, we gently uncover what's beneath the surface and create space for clarity, healing, and true transformation. You could learn more about working with me directly by visiting my website, drdoloresfazzino.com. And trust that if this invitation feels aligned, it's for a reason. So we're going to get ready to go into one of my favorite parts of my show, and it's giving you a taste of what the topic's all about. I'm a firm believer in it's great to learn things didactically, but unless somebody has an actual experience, it may be challenging for them to really grasp the concept. And I feel by integrating a meditation, it's a very experiential process for my audience and allows them to, you know, take a brief 6 to 7 time out and really focus on themselves, whatever the topic is that we talk about. And it just so happens today we're talking about joy in the journey, remembering the light within. So I'm invite you all to just begin by gently closing your eyes. First of all, find a comfortable place where you're not going to be interrupted for the next 6 to 7 minutes. And gently close your eyes and just know that there is nothing you need to fix, change, or figure out right now. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. Hold for just a moment and exhale fully through your mouth. Again, inhale deeply. Let your chest expand. Thank you. And exhale, releasing any heaviness you may be carrying. And just allow your shoulders to soften. Unclench your jaw. Let your tongue rest gently in your mouth. And bring your awareness into your body. And feel the surface beneath you supporting your weight. You are held. You are safe in this moment. Now place one hand gently over your heart. And the other over your lower belly. This is the space of connection between your soul and your physical body. As you breathe, imagine a soft, warm glow beginning to form at the center of your heart. This light is not forced. It does not rush. It simply is. This light is joy. Not the kind of joy that demands perfection, but the quiet joy of being alive. The joy of breathing. The joy of stillness. With every inhale, allow this golden light to gently expand. With every exhale, allow it to soften and settle deeper. If thoughts arise, welcome them without judgment. Then gently guide your awareness back to the glow in your heart. Now, silently repeat after me. Joy is available to me right now. And just let those words land. Notice how your body responds. Now imagine this light slowly spreading outward into your chest. down into your belly. Through your hips and legs. All the way to the soles of your feet. Feel joy grounding you, anchoring you into the present moment. Then allow the light to rise upward through your throat, clearing any unspoken words, into your head, softening mental noise. And out through the crown of your head, connecting you to something greater. Now, gently bring to mind a moment, a simple moment, where you felt even a flicker of joy. It might be a smile, a laugh, a sense of relief, a feeling of peace. Allow your body to remember that feeling. Joy lives in your cells. It has never left you. Now imagine sending this golden light outward, perhaps to someone you love, to your community, to the collective. Remember, you are not responsible for fixing the world, and your joy contributes to its healing. So take one final deep breath in. And slowly exhale. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes, carrying this joy with you, not as something to chase, but as something you are. So welcome back, everybody. And just enjoy the quiet and the groundedness that you're experiencing. And as we go off to our next break, just feel the joy within you. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up for the episode. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking about joy of the journey. And as you could tell, we're in the midst of our holiday season. It's December here. And, you know, there's a lot to be joyful about, even though sometimes it seems like the world is going sideways, upside down, inside out. But, you know, in essence, it's who we are and how it radiates out. So if you'd like to stay connected beyond the show, I invite you to sign up for my newsletter. It's a space where I share reflections, upcoming episodes, events, and tools to support your healing and awakening journey. It's delivered directly to your inbox with intention and care. And you could subscribe to this at my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and look for the pop-up. And I'd love to continue walking alongside you in this way. So, you know, we talked quite a bit about joy today on our episode, and I just like to talk a little further and give you the takeaways from our show. Joy is a frequency you can access at any time. Remember, joy is not dependent on circumstances, outcomes, or timing. It's a frequency that lives within you and becomes accessible the moment you return to presence, okay? So presence, being fully present. Presence is the new present for the holidays, and this is where the joy comes from. Even during uncertainty, joy can be felt as peace, steadiness, or quiet contentment. So ask yourself, what would it feel like to choose joy right now without needing anything to change? Next, you do not have to wait for life to be perfect to feel joy. Waiting for the right moment delays joy indefinitely. Joy does not require resolution or certainty. It meets you exactly where you are. When you stop postponing joy, you allow life to support you in the present. And by all means, it will. So just notice where you may be telling yourself, "I'll feel better when," and gently release that story, because it really is a story. And sometimes you have to say, who made up that story? So choosing joy is an act of self-compassion and strength. Joy is not avoidance or denial. It's self-leadership. When you choose joy, you signal safety to your nervous system and open the door to healing, clarity, and resilience. Joy creates space for the body and soul to recover and realign. So consider how joy might support your healing rather than distract you from it. Small daily rituals make joy sustainable. Joy is not built through grand moments, but through intentional, simple practices. Breath, presence, gratitude, and moments of beauty anchor joy into the body and daily life. Over time, joy becomes less fleeting and more embodied. So ask yourself, what is one small way I can invite joy into my day today? And just remember this, your joy is a gift to the world. Joy is contagious. When you allow joy within yourself, you contribute to the collective healing. Your energy matters. Your presence matters. Your joy ripples outward in ways you may never fully see, but makes a huge difference. So remember that choosing joy is not selfish, it is service. So I just want to leave you with some closing thoughts. Joy is not something reserved for when life is easy or complete. It's a companion for the journey, especially when the roads feel uncertain. This season invites you to release the pressure to perform, to heal on a timeline, or have everything figured out. Joy asks only for your presence. It asks you to breathe, soften, and allow light to coexist with whatever you are carrying. And as you move through the holidays and beyond, remember that joy does not erase challenges. It actually strengthens you to meet them with grace. When you choose joy, you choose yourself. And in doing so, you help restore balance not only within, but around you. So let joy walk with you, let it steady you, and let it remind you of who you truly are. So I'm just going to leave you with this quote. You don't need life to be perfect to feel joy. You only need to be present. So I'm going to leave you with a channeled message on the topic. So here we go. Beloved one, you have been taught to believe that joy must be earned, that it arrives only after healing, after clarity, after resolution. But joy is not a reward. It's a remembrance. You are not behind. You are not broken. You are not failing because life feels uncertain. Joy is not asking you to deny your pain. Joy is asking you to stop abandoning yourself within it. Let joy sit beside your grief. Let it breathe alongside your fear, and let it remind you that you are still here, still alive, still connected, and still becoming. You do not need permission to feel light again. You do not need everything to make sense. Joy is the way the soul whispers, I am still with you. As you soften into joy, you recalibrate your energy, you stabilize your nervous system, you send a signal to the universe that you are open to receive. Joy is not ahead of you, joy is walking with you, and so it is. So just remember in this season that you are valued, beautiful, loved, and most of all, you are worth it. Stay tuned and see you next week. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.